Good evening. Welcome to Thursday Night Shir. This coming Shabbos, Bez Hashem, we have the privilege of reading two sedges, a double sedger, Achrimos and Kedoshim, two famous sedges with a lot of famous material in each one of them. As we mentioned many, many times in the past, the sedger Kedoshim is a very dense sedger in terms of mitzvahs. It's not a long sedger. In terms of psukim, it's one of the shortest sedgers, but it has an awful lot of mitzvahs, sometimes several mitzvahs even in the same pasuk. So it's had a lot of famous mitzvahs in Parshas Kedoshim, especially in the realm of Menon Lachavero. One such pasuk is our point of departure this evening in the first source, Vayikra Parak Yutas, pasuk Tazayin, where it says, Lo Selech Rochel Barmecho, that's the first saving of the pasuk, which is the marker for not being a talebearer or a gossiper. One of the psukim prohibiting Lashon Hara, that's not the topic for this evening. The second half of the pasuk says, Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecho, do not stand by the blood of your fellow, of your friend, Ani Hashem. And that's what I'd like to focus on this evening. Rashi explains in the second source, Perek Yates Pasuk Tazayin, Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecho, what it means is, Liros B'misoso, you should not stand by and watch somebody else possibly die. Ata Yochol Atzilo, and yet you have the ability to save him. In other words, you should not be in a situation where somebody's in danger, seems to be dying, and you can save him, but you decide to look the other way or not pay attention. That you're not allowed to do. Could go into Tovei Abanar. Somebody's drowning in the river, and you're a good swimmer, so you could save him, but you decide, look, it's none of my business. I'm not getting involved. Okay, V'chaya Olistim by my love, or he's being attacked by a wild animal. He's being attacked by robbers, highwaymen, bandits, or whatever, and you have the ability to step in and save him. You don't do so, so you're in violation of this Pasuk, Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecho. And it says, Ani Hashem, the second Rashi, Neman L'Shalom Sochor, Neman L'Pareya. Because Baruch Hu, knows the score. In other words, this is not something you could be convicted of in a human court, because you could always say, I didn't realize he was in such danger, or I don't know, I wasn't sure I could save him. I don't know, maybe I'm not such a good swimmer. And you can always convince a human court that you didn't save him because you weren't able to, or you didn't notice, or whatever. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. It says Ani Hashem. Okay, so in connection with this pasuk, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, source number 3. Gemara says, "Hi, Mabala L'Chedetanya." We learn, "Minayin L'Roes Chaveru Shotovei Abanar." How do we know if you see somebody drowning in the water and river? Ochaya Gorarto, an animal is dragging him away. Olistin Boyin Alav, again, bandits, thieves come upon him, and so on. Shuchaya V'Hatzil. How do you know you have to save the person? Talmud Lomar Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecho. That's this pasuk, Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecho. So we know you have to try and save somebody else if you have the capacity to do so. Then the Gemara, a few lines later, continues the second line of 3. It says, "Gufa." Wait a second. Is that rule? He's supposed to try and save somebody else, learn from this pasuk, Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecho. We already learned it elsewhere. There's a mitzvah we know called Hoshavas Aveda. If you find somebody's lost item, his lost property, you have to return it to him. So the Gemara explained, you have to return his lost property to him. You certainly have to return his life to him, right? If his life's in danger and you can help him out. So obviously you have to do that, right? Because it says, Vashevo so lo. Let's digress. Let's look in Rashi here in Sanhedrin on Gimel Aleph. It says, Lo Samor. What does it mean, Lo Samor? Alo Samor Atzmechal Domo. Don't stand, and see his blood spill. You have to save him. El Hatzileu. Now, what does it got to do with Hashavas Aveda? So Aveda's Gufo. Could go nitpa benar minayin shatam mitzuba lahashavos. So how do you have to return him? You return his life to him, so to speak. Somebody's life's in danger and he's drowning and so on. You have to return his life. Just have to have to return his wallet. Katamanov hashavos so low. Kroy yaseir la midrash hashav as gufo laatzmo. What's that referring to? So in Parshas Kisetze, the Torah tells us in the Dvarim Parakov Beis pasuk aleph lo sira as sharachicha aseir nidachim isalamtem hashav tzur lachicha. You should not just watch when your friend's animal or something of his is lost, and you look the other way, pretend you don't know anything about it, but rather you have to return it to him. And Pasuk Beis, they're in the Parakop Beis of Dvarim, lo karba chicha elecha v'davidato, he doesn't live near you, and so on, so you should bring it to your house until, hold on to it, adol shachicha, so till he comes looking for it, v'ashevo so lo. Those are the key words for us at the moment, v'ashevo so lo. V'ashevo so lo. So Rashi, there in Zanud, says that v'ashevo so lo, That extra phrase is not necessary. What do you mean, return it to him? You already said in the previous pasuk that you have ashev tashivim alachicha. So what's added by the phrase vashevo so lo? So the drasha of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the fine gimel, source number 3 is vashevo so lo, return him. In other words, not only do you have to return lost property, you find somebody's wallet, you find somebody's watch, you find somebody's coat and shul or whatever, you have to return it to him. Bashevo solo, return his, right? Return himself to himself, so to speak. That's the drasha of Bashevo solo. So therefore, therefore, what do we need the pasuk in our schedule of Samar Adam Reacha? We already have a concept of returning lost physical items and property to a person. So Kavachom, you have to return his life to him if you can do it. So we don't need Lo Samar Adam Reacha. So what's the limud? So the Gemara says, going back to the end of three now, that's the line and a half, Ime Hosam Havamina Hani Mili De Benafshe. If I would have only had the drosha of Ashivoso Lo, Ashavas Saveda, I would have thought, okay, so Hani Mili Benafshe, as Rashi explains, towards the, on the second to last line of source four, Rashi there in Sanhedrin, I give a Ravash, Hani Mila Benafsho. Imze Haroeo, Yacho Latzileo, Yatzileo. I myself, if I'm able to save the person, so that's why I have to save him. Good. That we learned from Bahashevo so low. However, Avo Mitrach Umega Guri, what about, do I have to, let's say I can't save him myself, but do I have to go, man, make phone calls, get somebody else, even perhaps hire somebody else, spend money driving somewhere to get someone to help him? You know, to bring him to a hospital or something like that, how far do I have to go? In other words, there's one thing, the guy's drowning, I'm a good swimmer, so I go and I save him. But that we learned from Hashem so low. But the Pasuk of Saman Adamayach and Ar said to teach us more, it's not just that if you can save him. You have to do everything you can, even if you can't personally save him, but you have the capacity to drive him somewhere, to go call somebody, to go make arrangements, whatever it has to be, because the guy needs to be hospitalized or taken to a doctor, whatever, that's what you have to do. Kamash Malon. Last Rashi for Kamash Malon, Losama Adam Reacha. That's what Losama Adam Reacha teaches. Mashma, okay, Losama Adam Atzmacha Mashma, Elachaz, don't stand by yourself and look out only for yourself, as Rashi said in Chomish also. Elachazor al kol tzadim, Shalo Yovad Dam Reacha. Okay, you look into every possible option, not just that you personally can save him, but even if you have to spend money, or you have to find somebody else, or spend time and effort to transport him, whatever has to be done, whatever the situation calls for. That's what Osama Adam Reacha teaches us. So the two things together teach us, Vashevo Salo, there's an obligation you have yourself to save somebody if you can. And if you can't, or the situation requires something else, you have to do everything possible to bring to save somebody else's life. Tosus points out there in Sanhedrin, I give an office to a six, Talmud Lomar, Vashevo Salo, Hochi Mukala Vedas Gufo, Vahocha Lo Yisera. It's not from Vashevo Salo, but the extra word Lo, Vashevo Salo, return himself. Okay, that's it. He learns it out. The Yad Ramah, in Sanhedrin, I give him a lot of specific Ramah, not the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, but Ramah, Rameir HaLevi, one of the Rishonim, a commentary from him on a number of Masechtos, including Sanhedrin. So the Yad Ramah quotes the Gemara. He says it should have said, Vahashevo so lo. What Vahashevo so lo? Return him. So again, however exactly the drasha works. Yeah, Hashev is gufo lo. That's how he explains it. Okay, that's how he explains it. Now, and he says this extra phrase, so therefore, Vahashevo so lo, however you learn it from the extra word lo, like Rashi says, the whole phrase is extra, like Rashi says, or just the word low is extra, like Rashi, like Tosa says, or it should say Vahashevoso instead of Vahashevoso, like Tosa, whatever exactly the limud is for Vahashevoso low, we learn from there that you have to try and save somebody if you can possibly do it. And the Velosamad of Damayacha comes to say that you have to exert all possible efforts, even if you can't save him, spend money, transport him, whatever you have to do. So the right at the end, the Yad Ramah does, okay, Ella, three lines at the bottom, middle line, Ella Chazar Acher Hatzalaso Ubechol Inyan Shata Yochal Atzila. Whatever you can do to save his life. Umistabrola. Now he says, the Hocha the Tarach La Agar Agur Vatzei Shokamnei. Now, if I lay out money because I got to go, you know, get an ambulance or call somebody or rent the helicopter to fly the person to a hospital or something like that. So if at the end he gets saved, so Lechora, I can claim my money back from him, right? I mean, I laid out this money and I saved his life. I can get my money back. Okay, because as the Rama writes, Dad kan lo chivei rachmana el mitrach biladuri basar gira aval atzulim malone lo. I have to do everything I have to do, but that I have to spend money, that already I don't have to do. I can get my money back from him. Okay, I have to spend my time and my effort, but I can get my money back. That's how the Yad Rama writes. The Chidush Aran there in Sanhedrin on Ein Gimel Aleph, Dimas will call Mitrich. So source number eight writes, Lav Lam, now he points out, it's not that Lo Samar Adam Reacha by itself means that you have to spend money and so on and so forth or exert effort and so on. It's just that with the with this important Ron to bear in mind, we'll mention later, it's with Vashevosa lo, with the other pasuk that we learn out. But by itself, would mean what we think it means. You know, you save him if you can, but it's in tandem with Vashevosa lo that it means even you have to go further than that. Okay, the Rosh there in Sanhedrin, it's Perek Ches Simon Beis. The Rosh quotes the Gemara and he says you have to lay out money. But at the end, the Rosh also writes, like the Rama writes, Bahanitzol Chayav Lefroa, the guy who was saved, right, the victim at the time, the guy who would end up being saved, he has to pay back the person who laid out the money. Okay, the Ein Adam Mechub Lahatzol Menefesh Chaver Ramona. You're not obligated to spend your money and not claim it back from somebody else. But then the Rosh puts a little caveat at the end. He says, "Hacha de islay mamona lenitzel," provided the guy Taka has the money to pay you back. Apparently, the Rosh is hinting that if he doesn't have it, well, you can't claim it back. Okay, for a felon, I mean, you know, it's not for a felon. You saved somebody's life, but he says you don't have to. If the guy has it, he's got to pay it back. If he doesn't, apparently, you don't have to pay back. The Meiri there in Sanhedrin on Gimel Aleph, Gimel Misha Ra, source number 10. Again, quotes the Gemara, and he says, whatever you have to do in the second line, you have to go find a doctor or a medic or somebody who's skilled in treating whatever the calamity has befallen this person or some other issue, something happened, you got to get professionals involved and you have to pay them for their time and so on. That's what you have to do. Okay, now they also said, okay, but the guy should pay you back. But on the third line of the Miri there, if you know he doesn't have the ability to pay you back, you should still not hold back. You have to still try and save him. So that's the Miri. That's all the Shalom seems to agree. That's the Saman Adam Reyecha. Okay, and he extends it. He says same thing. If some goyim are coming to attack him, or the government is trying to arrest him on false charges, all kinds of things, right? And it touches on pidyon shvuyim. Do whatever you have to do. At the end, he writes, or even in another case, we might think I can be passive. If you are aware of testimony that could help a person, a fellow Jew in a court case, and he's being tried, and if you be quiet, he could be convicted and lose a lot of money and so on, or worse. You can't just sit by. You have to go ahead and testify. So the Rambam presents these dinim hilchos rotzeach kushmiras nevesh perik aleph alacha yud dalel 11 kol ayochol lahatzav lo hitzel over lo samad amreacha. Anybody who has the ability to save someone who doesn't do so, you violate this law. And v'chein aroes chaveru tovei b'yam, you see him drowning or he's attacked by thieves or an animal is coming after him and so on. Okay, and he writes v'yochol second line v'yochol atzilu hu ba'atma o she yiskor acherim latzilo, and you have the ability either to save himself or to hire and contract other people if necessary, you do it. And he gives you other examples. You hear that people are starting up with him, the government starting up with him, they're going after him. So whatever you can do, osam over al osam al dam reyach. And the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing in the very end of the Shulchan Aruch, the second to last simon in the entire Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, simon tof chav vav, in Sif Aleph 12, same thing. Haroes chaver tovayam. You see him drowning. You see him attacked by bandits or by animals and so on. You can save him or hire someone to save him. You have to do it. We hear the other people after him. Same thing. It's all osam al dam reyecha. Now it's interesting because the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, but we're talking about the Shulchan Aruch. The Sma points this out. The Sma Sefer Miris Yanayim on the side of the page there in Siman Tov Chav Vav Choshen Mishpat Sifkat Aleph 13 says. You know, like the Ilatzila Begufo, he summarized the Gemara you mentioned before, it's Sanhedrin Daf Yom Gimel. To physically save the person yourself, that we learn from the Pasuk by Shavas Aveda, by Shavas Alo. Nafka, the Veda's Gufo, Shechaver, Tzokma Hashivlo. The Osamad Adam Reyecha, Marbin Afilo Hotzi Mamun. From the phrase Osamad Adam Reyecha means everything you can possibly do, even if it means spending money. Okay, hiring somebody. And he writes, the Rush we saw, and the Torah's son write, that if the guy has money later on, he has to pay you back. And the Sma concludes the last few words, Uvatema Shishmito Mechaber, Umrader Moshe Ramah. The Sma finds it very interesting that the Mechaber did not put that din in. As the Mechaber said, you got to lay out money. The Mechaber did not say there, look back in 12, it's in the Tov Chof of Sifalaf. The Mechaber did not say that later on you can claim your money back from the person once he's better and his life's been saved and so on and so forth. So the Sma finds, he says, that's the din. He quotes the Rush. We saw the Rishonim say it also. But the Sma says it's curious that the Mechaber never mentions it. The Shach, it's Sifkat Nalev, quotes this Sma. And he said he's wondering why the Mechaber and the Ramah, neither Mechaber nor the Ramah mentioned it. He said that's because the Ramah already mentioned earlier in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Nun Gimel. It's actually Reish Nun Beis, Okay, the end of Sif Yud Beis. I printed it there in source number 15. Yoredei Hilchos Tokes, in Reish Nun Beis, Sif Yud Beis. There are more rights. Hapodech Habipidjan Shvuyim. Hapodech Habemen Shivya. I rescued you. I paid the ransom to get you away from your captors. Okay? So Chayav L'Shalom in Yisrael L'Shalom. The guy who's been redeemed, I got to pay me back. I laid out money and I made all the arrangements to spring you or to ransom you from these kidnappers. Okay? Habipidjan Shvuyim. So now you got to pay me back if you have it. Okay, and therefore, so the Shach writes in Koshim Mishpitz and Tom Chavov in 14, the Rambam already mentioned it there. He didn't see another need to mention, here. Okay, so what comes out from all of this is that we have a requirement to not stand by when somebody else's life is in danger. Okay, if we have the capacity to save the person, one who has the capacity to save the person himself is required to do so. You don't have that capacity, but you can call somebody else. You can make arrangements. It's going to take you time. It's going to cost you money, but you can bring the person to safety or to, you know, to a proper doctor. You know, you know there's some doctor overseas that specializes in this particular illness, and you can fly him there. Whatever is necessary to save somebody's life, that's what you have to do. The question is, are there limitations? Okay, I entitled the shiur, are there limits to the requirement to save someone else's life? I mean, how much do I have to be willing to spend? Especially if the guy can't pay me back. I mean, you know, I'd have to spend $10, $100, $1,000, $100,000, $1,000,000. I mean, you know, I should spend all the money I have, even though I may well not get it back. At what point do we say, listen, I'm not McClure to impoverish myself, right, to save somebody else? And by expansion, to expand the question, okay, we can ask ourselves, how could any, let's talk first about stocker dollars, charity, how can we give to anything but to medical research and to hospitals? And why should we allow to build parks and museums and, you know, spend money on cultural activity or build our beautiful homes? There are always people in the hospital that we know about that, that could use this treatment or get a special doctor. There are always sick people all over, many of whom we know or can know and certainly can know about. Why doesn't every dollar, every stocker dollar, go to that? Right? That's not the way we do things, but the question is, why not? And here we have an Israel, it's clear from the Gemara, and from the Mefarshim and Gemara, you have to do whatever you have to save someone's life. So we should be doing nothing with our money, and we should live in simple homes, you know, and give every extra dollar that we earn to, you know, medical research and to medical treatment and to taking care of people who are sick. And yet that's not the way society runs. And the question is, why not? Now, one possibility is the following. There is a Gemara in Ksubas based on a pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, Breishis Parakofches Pasuk above 16, which says, right, this is when Yaakov has his dream with the ladder, with the angels going up and down and sounding halachim there. So he says to HaKadosh Baruch, he makes an eder, and at the end he says that pasuk of May 16, B'chol asher titen li aser aser lach. He pledges to give tzedakah aser aseru. One tenth. Okay, that's two tenths. That's a fifth. Okay, so the Gemara says, in source 17, Ksubis, Nunam and Aleph, famous Gemara, Amrabi Law, Beusha Hiskinu, in the city of Usha, that's one of the cities to which the Sanhedrin went when they had to run away from Yerushalayim. So they were in a place called Usha. They made a takana, Hamevazbeis al Yevazbeis Yosem Echomach. Somebody who spends money should not spend more than one fifth of what he has. Not more than one fifth. Now, we have a tradition, my Sukhsafim, one tenth, you can give more than that, but not more than one fifth. Okay, and Tanya Nami Hochi, quotes a Bryce also, Avazvaz Michomish. Why? Shemi Tzoch Labrius. You're going to give away all your money, so then you're going to become impoverished and you're going to have to depend on other people. Right? What sense is there in that? You haven't solved the problem, right? I'm going to give all my money to other poor people. Okay, and as a result, I'm going to have to go knock on doors. Right? That's what Shemi Tzoch Labrius. Umay Sebe Echad Shemishvich Bikesh Avazvaz Michomish. You want to tell the story? Certain rabbi, and it says what was, it'd be a shave of. Wanted to spend more than that, and his colleague didn't let him. The colleague was Rabbi Akiva, okay? And based on this pasuk, what did Yaakov Avinu say? Aser asrenu. Aser asrenu. One tenth. That's one fifth. Okay, that's the maximum. Okay, now, what is this talking about? So Rashi says there in Tzubos, Nunar, 18, Hamevaz beiz la'aniyim. Talking about giving stocker. Like giving charity to the poor. You should not give more than chomish, one fifth shem and a chosav. Rashi says, shalei tzarech labrius. You give more than that, you're going to eventually run out of money yourself. You're going to be in a situation, the same situation he's in. So that you should not do. Because of aser asrenu, double shnei yisurin. That's one fifth. That's what Rashi says in our text. We're talking there, not Gemara, about the mitzvah tzedakah, which lechora would not have nothing to do with what we're talking about tonight. However, the Shita Mekubetz this there in Ksubas Nunam and Aleph, source 19, quotes Rashi from a different version, an older version, Madura Kam, an older version of Rashi manuscript, who says, by us, it says 19 of us is Kosh Rashi Zamavaz Vaniyim. Madura Kama Kosmavaz Vaz Nechosav Lehektish. Talking about donating to Hektish, to the Beis Hamikdash. Even something like that, you're not supposed to give. Okay, that's Rashi. All right, but that still would not necessarily impact us. However, the Yerushalmi in Ksubas, I'm not sugging Ksubas, it's Paragat Alacha Ches, source 20, the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Shimon Lachim Shem Yehuda ben Chananya, Animnu Ba'usha, talking about that same Takana in Usha, She Adam Mafrish Chomash Menechosav Lemitzvahs. Not just Tzedakah, but how much should you be willing to spend on mitzvahs? How much you want to spend to find a beautiful pair of tefillin, buy a beautiful loaf and esrog, to have a fancy sukkah, and so on, mitzvahs in general, not just tzedakah. Now, full disclosure, the Karban HaEda there on that sukkah ksubas parak gadol lachachas writes the mitzvahs letzedakah. He says it's talking about tzedakah, so it doesn't change anything. But that's not what it says. It says lemitzvahs. That's the Pnei Moshe there. It says in 22, she adam mafish chomish chazal mitzvahs, aval oyosa, not more than that, talking about mitzvahs. Okay, and that's certainly how many Mefarshim understood it. There's a Tosus in Baba Kama Daf Tesama Beis 23, Dilmasil Ilema. He says, Mashra from that Sugit, the ain't talk about is Koma, one of Liknos Esrog. He says, you don't have to spend your whole fortune, you're a poor person, don't spend that much to buy an Esrog. I feel like some apachos, even if you can't find a cheaper Esrog. Meaning, even if you don't have an Esrog for Sukkot. Okay, not that there's, you know, a $25 table and a $55 table and a $75 table, a $100 table, a $200 table, and I'll go the cheaper one. No, the Tosa says, even if you don't have an Esrog, you can't afford even the least expensive one. You can't spend it. Okay, and even though it's a mitzvah overis, the mitzvah that's passing by, meaning you can't say, oh, well, wait till next week, I'll have more money. Next week's not Sukkos. Okay, you know, I get a paycheck next week, but it's not Sukkos anymore. It's called the mitzvah overis. So still, you're not supposed to give more. And he quotes this Gemara in Ksubas, Tosus does. Okay, and there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says Rabbi Gamliel spent $1,000, 1,000 zuz for an esrog. That was okay. Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, he was a rich man, different story. Okay, the Rush there in Baba Kama also, it's Parak Aleph, Siman Zion 24. Okay, it says the same thing. Shamin Shay, ain't other Mechul Levaz is home Rav, Mishul Mitzachas, I feel a Mitzah of Eris, going esrog Belulu. You don't have to spend so much money. Again, you have to know how much money you have, but a person is poor, does not have to, funds are limited, does not have to spend so much of his funds on a mitzvah, even a mitzvah that's passing by, like Lulav and Esrog, okay? And again, it was a guzma, it was an exaggerated story, Rabbi Gamliel, you know, he was a Nasi, and he spent a thousand zuz on some Esrog. And he said, that was a takonis hachomim, the Tosus and the Rashi and Baba Kama clearly learned, not like Rashi, who said that the takana in Usha was about hamavazbez, alyavazbez, yosem chomish, tzedakah. No, they clearly apply this Gemara to other mitzvahs too, spending money on mitzvah expenditures and not just tukkah. Okay? The Chiddush HaRashba, there in Baba Kama, Tesma Beis, also says the same thing. Esrog, Sukkah, these are mitzvahs that pass by. Still, you don't have to give so much. Okay? And why not? So you got a second line. He says, the Chosav HaRaivitzal, the same reason we said before. Okay? Chosav HaRaivitzal, the second line of the Chiddush HaRashba, he quotes the Raivit, Kadesh Shalom Yavoli De Oni. Because you spend all your money on mitzvahs, you'll end up being poor. You'll become indigent. You'll be dependent upon, you know, one of these people who throws himself on the community to be supported by the community. It's not right. And he quotes a Gemara. It's better to treat Shabbos like a weekday than to become dependent upon others for your survival. And he quotes also, right, and so on. And, you just want to see that the Gemara, well, we'll see the Gemara in a second, because the Rashba at the end says something very important. He says, Amar Arav, Shalo Amru Ela B'mitzas Asay, B'shei Val Taise. Amitzas Lo says, Safilu Kol Mamono. Rashba throws in something, because we could answer our question. We asked the question, how come, Balo Samaro Damriacha, we don't say you should spend every bit of money that you have on saving people's lives and so on and so forth? Okay, we don't say that, right? How can you ever get, how can I live in a nice house and so on? There are people who need money, you know, life's in danger. What happened to Saman Adam Reyecha? Okay, so we could answer, well, the Chazal give a limit. I don't have to spend everything I own, even to do a mitzvah. So here's a mitzvah, Saman Adam Reyecha, but I don't have to spend everything I own on even on a mitzvah. Even on a mitzvah of Eris, I don't have to spend it. There's a limit. One-fifth of the limit. So I'll give stock and I'll spend money on mitzvahs and so on. And I'll even spend money to save somebody's life, but there comes a point where I don't have to spend anymore, right? What's that point? One-fifth. However, according to this Rashba, it's not true. That won't help us, because that's only true by mitzvah saseh. But a mitzvah is lo saseh, I feel a kol mamona. You have to spend, to avoid violating a lo saseh, you have to spend all your money. So keep that thought in mind for a moment. The Gemara that the Rashi quote is in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph 26. It says, Elohim Maner, Kibbe Hid Amar, Asay Shabbat Chachol Val Titzarach Labriyas. It's better to treat Shabbos like a weekday than to, you know, be needy and need the support of other people. Now, it doesn't mean you can violate Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom. Okay? It's talking about, says Rashi, right, on Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph 27, Elohim Maner, Kibbe Hid, the Leinian Suda Shabbos, talking about having, you know, look, we spend money, it's expensive, you know, to have every week. I mean, it's always a joke, you know, I always hear on the radio, Thanksgiving time. You know, they have, they say, oh, this person's having a Thanksgiving dinner, having six people over. Okay, and then they're making a turkey with mice, you know. I don't know, we do that every Shabbos. You know, it's like, you ever hear that on the radio? That big thing, the person deciding what food and which side dishes and mice, you know, they're having people over. Every Shabbos like that, once a week. So we spend money, and we should spend money. Okay, however, the Gemara means, but if you don't have it, then make your Shabbos more like a weekday. You don't have to have Cholt and Kugel. Okay? Okay, and you can't make other people responsible. You want to spend a lot on Shabbos. The Rambam paskens this way. Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Zayin 28. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah Oneg Shabbos. What is Oneg Shabbos? So Ezu Oneg Zesh Amar Chamish Shatoch L'Sakin Tavshil Shaman Bioser No Mashkim Avusim L'Shabbos. Right. Prepare the fattiest piece of meat. Okay, we won't tell it to health conscious people, but the tastiest piece of meat and the most delicious, you know, spiced wine and so on. Hakola fima monosho them, whatever you can afford. And v'chol amar bevotzos Shabbos v'tikur macholam rabim v'tol marez v'shuba. Right, the more you spend for Shabbos is good; it's praiseworthy. But im ein yado maseges, but if you can't afford it, afilo asa el shelak. Right, all you did was boil up some vegetable. That's all you had. That's also oneg Shabbos. And last line of the Rambam, you don't have to put yourself in a dire financial position and become dependent on others for Shabbos. Okay? To the Chacham meant, I say Shabbat Chachov, I'll talk about it. The same thing as on Shulchan Aruch, little Shabbos, some Reish Mem Beis Sif Aleph. Same thing, you know, you should try, save up during the week, spend less on food during the week and so on. But if you can't, then make your Shabbos like a weekday, don't overdo it. But the bottom line is that clearly when it comes to that's all by mitzvah saseh. Okay, the Ran on the Riff in Sukkah, Tavzan, quotes that same Ravid that the Rashbam before quoted, in source 30 now, right? He quotes the Ravid, Kadesh Lidavali, the only, we don't want you to become impoverished and dependent on others and so on. And that's Hamavaz was like Vazim and Moshe Chomish. Okay, but he also writes to Amir Mistabra, last line and a half of that Ran, Amir Mistabra, the law of Mina Haki ala mitzvah saseh. Mishum the Shev Al Tais is shiny. Why? Because by mitzvah saseh, all right, if I don't do a mitzvah saseh, so what happened? Did I violate anything by not doing a mitzvah saseh? No, I didn't actively violate anything. I just didn't do what I was supposed to do. Let's say I didn't put on tefillin today. So I didn't actively violate anything. I just didn't do, right? That's the difference in saying a lo saseh. When I violate a lo saseh, I actively do something against the Ratzon Hashem. When I, a mitzvah saseh, if I failed to perform it, okay, I didn't actively do anything. I just didn't do what I was supposed to. That's different. And therefore concludes the Ran as well, like that Rashba. Last line of 30, Abu Mitzvah's lo saseh, call home basically, you can't call them shlabar aleh. You have to give up everything, right? We know that people, you know, you're not allowed to, if I don't go to work on Shabbos, I'll lose my job. I'll lose this account. I'll lose this amount of money. It's okay, too bad, right? We know in the early part of the 20th century, people did that, right? They didn't show up on Shabbos, and by Monday, they were fired. You don't come Saturday, don't come in Monday either, right? Some people, unfortunately, couldn't hold back, and I don't judge anybody. You know, they had to provide food for their family, but many people did. So the halacha is, you can't say, well, I'll lose money, so therefore I can work on Shabbos. No, that's a lo saseh, right? You can't actively violate something just for that. So the Rambam, we look in Hilchos Erchin V'Charamim, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel. Also writes in 31, La'olam, lo'yakdish adam, la'acham kol ha'chasam. You shouldn't donate. Oh, I want to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, but don't give everything you have to the Beis HaMikdash. And Ra'osa can't over al-das, ha'chasam, to omer mikol ha'shelo, v'lo kol ha'shelo. There's a pasuk in Parashat Chukosa, we'll read in a couple of weeks, Vayikra Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Chavches 32, where it talks about donating something, ha'chol cher ma'sheyachim ish la'ashem, mikol ha'shelo, from what you have, not kol ha'shelo. Okay. And the Rambam writes, look at the second line of 31. The Einzo Chasidus El Shtus. Don't think, oh, this person, wow, there's so little of everything, gives all his money to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, that's not Chasidus, that's stupidity. That's not piety, it's foolishness. Okay? Because he's going to give away all his money and he's going to be dependent on other people. Okay, and it's not right. Huh?
How come the Gemara put on pedestal Horkanus when he did that?
Put on pedestal what?
Horkanus.
Oh, okay. Okay, again, so he had more money. There might be a difference. He was a wealthy person and so on. It's a good question. But this is under ordinary people should not do it. Okay, and he writes, that's what's called the Chassid Shota and so on and so forth. Okay, in Hilchus Lulav, the Shulchan Aruch writes, 33, Simon Tov Reish Nun Vav Archaim Sif Aleph, Ramo writes, Misha Ein Lo Esrog, Oshar Mitzvah Ober, someone doesn't have an Esrog, can't afford it, or any other mitzvah and so on, Ein Sarach Levazes Aleha Hon Rav, he doesn't have to spend an exorbitant amount of money to get one. Kamo Sha'omar, Vazvaz, Ay Vazvaz, Yosef Homish, Afilo Mitzvah Ober. But the Ramo also paskins, Vidavke Mitzvah Sasei, Avalo Sasei, Itain Kol Mamono Kodem Shiyabor. I'm a person like this, Rashba, and they're Ivan, they're on. When it comes to a low sasseh, you better be willing to give up everything you have rather than violate a low sasseh. So, and again, the Mishnah Berurah explains it's a quote test there in 34. The bitul aseh b'miniyah melekayim. When I'm a vatal aseh, wasn't mekayim something, but the eino osa shum maise neged rotz Hashem yispor. But I'm not doing, by not putting on tefillah today, or by not eating matzah on a little seder, or by not waving a little of the nesek, I didn't actively do something against the rotzan Hashem. But by los, I say if I violate, I'm doing something against Hashem. Okay, that's like we said. Okay, and therefore you have to be willing to give up everything. And says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sivkot Yud." After it's dark, there's a karkach lachzor al psochem. Even though you're going to have to go now, knocking door to door, we can't lo nucha lahata is a isur Torah. Okay, so that's the.
It's not the same result.
What's that?
It's the same result.
It's the same result, but it doesn't matter. See, that's the difference. And I say, you don't have to do it. By losa, I say you do. So now we come back to our question. So isn't losama lo dam reyecha, isn't that a losa? Right? So therefore, what do you mean I can't afford to get a helicopter and fly this guy, to a specialist that can take care of his medical condition or whatever? What do you mean? Spend all your money. Spend all your money. Whatever you have to spend. Right? More, sell your house, mortgage your house, whatever. All right? And we don't do that. Now, by the way, just as an aside, the Shulchan Aruch also, in your day, I said before we read from Hilchos Lulav, it was the Ramo, right? Back in source 33, that was the Ramo who said you got to spend everything. But the Shulchan Aruch says it too, Mechaber says it too. Okay? It says in Yoredei, Sim Kuf Nun Zayin, the Sim of Yehor Gal Yavo, Kuf Nun Zayin, Tifalov says, Kol Aver Shibetorah Chutz Mevodos Kochavim, Begil Raya Shishikos Domim, right, aside from the big three, averus hachamuras, right, idolatry, adultery, and murder, any other avera you're supposed to violate rather than die, right, that's also from this week's Seder, right, b'chaibam usually, it's in Parshas Achimos. So, and it depends whether it's in public or private, I'm not interested in all those details now. Oh, so it's also the Ramo here, I'm sorry. The Ramo writes, second line, it's also the Ramo, not the b'chaibam. Second line of 35, if you can get out of it some other way, okay, you have a guy threatening to go eat comments on Pesach. I don't know, I'll kill you. So they tell, please don't hear, it's $1,000, leave me alone. Okay, and the guy will take it. So then you have to do it rather than violate the, I can eat the comments rather than be killed. But if it says the Ramo, if I can get out of it some other way by bribing the guy, by giving him money, I should do it. Even if it's going to cost me a lot of money. Okay. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, since you've caught in Dalad there in your days in Kuf Nun Zayin 36. Also, he says the difference between Aseh and Alos Aseh. He mentioned another difference. He says when it's an Aseh, Kuma say harbe yimin men besibas aliyuso. Okay, with an assay. So if I, by foregoing this assay, I may be able to afford to do 12 other assays. Right? I mean, this item is very expensive. So this item I won't do, but I'll have now money for lots of other assays. But the cheshbon doesn't work by a los assay. Okay, so the by violating this los, I won't do another los. Your question?
Yeah, but los hamad amarecha, you're over by sheva atasa.
Ah, very good. So hold the thought. Okay, good. Before we get to that, though, so I do want to mention another place where this comes up, where we see perhaps a distinction. Before we get to your distinctions, very good, it's correct, and then some Achronim say it. Okay, what he's saying is that Lo Sama Adam Reecha is also passive, right? They're not actively violating, I'm just not taking care of. So I think that's definitely one answer, definitely a sensible answer. Before we get to that, though, we know that there's a mitzvah. Again, you're supposed to. Well, first I should show the Chofetz Chaim before we get to 37. The Chofetz Chaim, the Sefer Avas Chesed, Chelik Beis Perik Chof Os Beis, right? Some give the following. Some say when it says this is his answer, possible answer. When it says don't spend more than 1/5, 20%, that's when it means I don't have to go around looking for people who are in need. I don't have to go around looking for people, right? And to give them tzedakah. And even more, opinion. If the guys come to me, what it means is don't go spending more than 1/5. That means I don't have to go around looking for people to give money to, right? Beyond a certain amount. But if I know about them, they come to me, then it's day machsor sheyefala. It's a pasuk, parshas A38, perek tezvav. To a poor person, and so on. You should open your hand, right? Don't be stingy. Rather, keep a sock. Whatever he needs, you give him. So then, and the same thing with Pidyon Shvuyim, he says, you may have to spend more than 1/5. It's certainly a Midrash Chassidus would do it. Okay? But he does mention, make a distinction. He also says, what are we talking about? He says also, there's a difference when we're talking about, just helping somebody, or when it's mamash pikuach nefesh, someone's life's in danger. Of nogel pikuach nefesh, they kidnap the guy, they can execute him by 6 o'clock tomorrow night if you don't have the money in, or whatever the case is, right? Or he's going to die of starvation without giving food. Then you have to, give whatever it is. And he refers to the famous Gemara about Metzia. You know what I'm saying? The Chafetz Chaim is saying, he makes a distinction. The first part of the Chafetz Chaim is making a distinction when people come looking, and I don't have to go looking for people more than a certain amount. But if they come to me, then I got to pay them. I got to give them whatever I have. Okay. And second of all, if it's Pikuach Nefesh, a different story. And he says the famous Gemara about Metzia, Samach Beis and Aleph, my life comes first before someone else's life, but my wealth doesn't come before someone else's life. Right. Now he's referring to the famous Gemara about Metzia. The Pasuk says in Parshas Behar, we'll read in a couple of weeks also, Parakaf Hei, right? Pasuk Lamed Hei talks about Chiyamucha Chicha, somebody's poor. So the Pasuk says at the end of the next Pasuk, Lamed Ros, the famous word, V'chei Achicha Imach, should live with you. Meaning that I don't have to lose my life for the sake of somebody else. That's the famous Gemara about Metzia, Samach Beis and Aleph, 40, right? The famous Gemara, Shnayim Shayim Malchum Bedera. Two people traveling. One of them had a canteen with water, right? If they're both going to drink, they're never going to reach the destination. There's just not enough water. And then if one guy drinks, he'll make it, but the other guy will die of dehydration. So what do you do? So Ben Petura says, Mutav Shishu Shem Yemusu, better that they should share the water, and if they die, they die. Okay? And Ba'al Yira Echam and Nisosu Shachwero. But you can't drink and you're saving yourself when someone else is dying. But Rabbi Kiva disagreed. Ad shabar Rabbi Kiva limit v'chei achichi imach. Right? The pasuk there in the 39. Bahar, chav hei, lam vav mayikah. V'chei achichi imach. Your obligation is equal to somebody who lives with you. But chayecha kod min achayecha v'echa. Your life comes first. Okay? Your life comes first. So if that's the case, we can begin to say, well, maybe I'm not obligated by Osama Adam Reyecha to put my life in jeopardy. Okay, if I'm going to give away all my money, my life will be in jeopardy. But still, that doesn't fully answer it because my life's not going to be in jeopardy. I may not be able to live the way I want to if I give all my money away, but my life's not in danger. By Pidyon Shvuyim, we find the following. Okay, Pidyon Shvuyim is a mission, Gittin. Mem Hayim and Allah, 42. The mission says, Ain Poden as a Shvuyim, as a man, a Tikkun Olam. Should not redeem somebody who's in captivity for more than he's worth. Why? So what do you mean more than he's worth? How do you figure that? So the Miri, in getting there, Mem Gimel Beis, Demaska Impodim says, however much he'd be sold as a slave on the market. Okay? And then he gives another possibility. Some say he says it means based on his wealth. Every person is different. It's subjective, not objective. But then he writes a Nir the Rishon. I think the first approach is more correct. However, just as a side point, the Miri in Subas, where the same Gemara appears, Nun Beis and Beis and Subas 44, there the Miri Sosa himself, because there he says that it's how much money they're, that they have and so on and so forth. But anyway, what's the reason why not? The Mishnah said, May Tikkun Olam. What does that mean? So the Gemara says on Mem Hamad Aleph 45, two interpretations. Ibailu, what does it mean to May Tikkun Olam? So one is Mishum Duchka de Tziburahu. It's gonna bankrupt the community. If they're going to hold up the community and they're going to say, we're not going to let this guy go unless you give us $5 million, whatever. Small poor, because they don't have $5 million. You're not obligated to bankrupt the community, even to save the guy's life. So he says, 46, look at the Rashi. Get Mehmed Aleph. Ein lalu lidchok atzibur lahavir l'dei anidus b'shilelu. I don't have to impoverish the entire community to save this guy or this group of people who are now in danger. I don't have to do it. Okay, the question is, why not? What happened to Samar al-Amecha? But that's what it says. You don't have that. That's what Tikkun, that's one interpretation of Tikkun Olam. Second one is Odilma Mishum Goligrubu Lysit Tvei. The other possibility is because the guy will get an idea. This guy kidnapped this Jewish guy, and they know the Jews will give anything to ransom somebody. So good. They ransom this guy. So tomorrow they'll kidnap somebody else. They'll hold him up. They'll just encourage him to do it. That's the whole philosophy. We don't negotiate with terrorists. Right, that we don't encourage them. So, okay, so the whole discussion, a lot of this important Mishnah and Gemara there in Gittin. Okay, now, but it seems from that Gemara that there are certainly according to the first way of reading it, Dukha the Tzibur, the Rashi says you don't have to impoverish the community, even though it's saving somebody else. Now, the Ramban limits that. The Kedusha Ramban there in Gittin Memhaim 47, the Maskel Mishum says V'yesh Omer. Some say. But if we're afraid that the guy's going to get killed, so then take get whatever money you can. Okay? But then the Ramban writes, Velo Mistaber. But I don't think that's right. Some say that, but it's not true. I hold, says the Ramban, even if the guy's going to be killed, you're not obligated to impoverish the community. Okay? The whole Chevy Kula is the who refers to a Gemara that anyone in captivity is subject to all kinds of terrible things, including death. So, and the Gemara didn't make that distinction. The Mishnah Gemara did not make the distinction. Said, well, oh, it's different. He's going to die. He always may die. He refers to a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Ches. There's a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Tes, Pasuk 48, that says, "Vahayu kirom elecha," a Pasuk talking about people being taken away to suffer. So it says, "Asher lamoves, lamoves. Asher lacherev, lacherev. Asher larav, larav. Asher lashvi, lashvi." Right? You're going to die by the sword, by the famine, by being in captivity. So the Gemara Baba Basra says, Chesam Beis, Omale Rabba Larabba Bar Mary, that Pasuk says, teaches that Pidyon Shvuyim is the most important mitzvah. Why? Because in that Pasuk is going in terms of ascending danger. Mavas, okay, Chera, Ra'av, and then Shvi. Shvi is the last one. So it means being in captivity is the worst of all. Why is that? Why is that? Amar Yochanan, second line of 49 at the end. Amar Yochanan, there in Baba Basra, Chesma Beis. Amar Yochanan, call him Ucha, Repasuk, Zeh, Kashmi Chavera. You know why? Shvi is Kashmi Kulam. The Kulu is Nubu. Someone's in captivity is subject to any one of those things at any time. Death, and death by sword, and death by famine, right? So what do you see from this? Says the Ramban, the Chidush Ramban and Gittin. You see that being in captivity is very possibly life and death. And yet we still are not obligated to impoverish the community. That's the Gemara says. Okay? Now, the problem is that, so therefore, again, so what happened to Osama of America? I'm not sure. We see from that Gemara also that you're not required even to save somebody's life, even someone in captivity, which the Gemara seems to say, you know, could be killed at any time. You're still not obligated to impoverish the community. Now, full disclosure, not everyone agrees with that Ramban. Tosa seemed to disagree. There's a Gemara later in Gittin, Nun Ches Malal 51. A fascinating story. Tanar Banan, Maisem Bishuv and Chanan Shalach Lakrach Gadol Shem Romi. Bishuv and Chanan once went to Rome, and he was told that there's a young kid here who's in prison, okay, you know, in prison, and, you know, he's good looking and he's very smart and so on and so forth, and see what you can do. So Rabbi Chananya went, Bishuv and Chanan went to the prison area, and he quoted half a pasuk. I forgot to print the pasuk. Mi Noslam Shizi Yaakov Yisrael Abozim, and the kid heard this rabbi saying the pasuk, he said the second half of the pasuk. So that prompted Yeshua to say on the second last line, Omar Muftachani Bo Shemora HaRabbi Yisrael. This kid's going to grow up to be a big Talmud Chacham. Ha'avod, I swear, She'eni Zaz Mekanan She'efdenem Echol Mamet She'poskalov. I'm going to redeem him for whatever money they ask. And he's asking his own amount, and he did. He raised it. He got this kid out. And sure enough, he grew up to be a big Mora Harbor. He saw, who is it, says the Gemara in the end? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. That's the famous Rabbi Shmuel. You know, Tanya, we know about Rabbi Shmuel, one of the greats. So that's the story with him. Now, you see there that they spent a lot more than what happened to this mission you're not supposed to spend. So Tosas there in Gittin, Nur Chesman Aleph, the Rabbi Shmuel Kalmom, and says, that's because Kiikas Akonis Tefashas, Podin Shruin, yes, I'll kill the man. That Mishnah back on Mem Hay was only talking about, you know, some sort of pirate, you know, guy wants, not killing anybody, just wants to kidnap, he wants to get some money to go retire somewhere, you know. So, but if there's really a life and death situation, then you have to redeem. I think it was another teretz, perhaps, that this kid was such a Talmud Chacham. But in any event, the usual rule is, the Rambam Paskins, Hilchus Matnas Anim Parakas Alak Yud Beis 53, Ein Poden Es Hashrim Yesro, the man Beitikon Olam, Shal Yodim Road from Achem Lashrosim, otherwise there are always going to be people kidnapping. They know the Jews will always redeem their captives. They'll do it. Same thing, Shulchan Aruch, Yordes and Ration Beis, Siv Dalim. So what's interesting here is, just a moment. What's interesting here is the Pesachei Tshuva presents this as a machlokas rachonim. We just saw it's a machlokas rishonim. We saw it's a machlokas tosus and Ramban. Do you have to? Can you? No, it says in the Gemara, you don't impoverish the community. Ramban says even when there's a life and death urgency. And the Tosas said not. Tosas said life and death urgency you do. So Pesachei Tshuva, it's forgotten down. I'm not going to read it inside. So every few minutes. But he says in 55, it's a machlokas rachonim. He says it look in different svarim. Okay, some say that it's if they want to kill him, then you do have to spend more money. Others say you don't have to. All right. Anyway, that's a machlokas. And he also weighs in and says, hey, about that question, how do we determine, you know, what the guy's value is based on either his wealth or so on. Anyway. Now, but back to our question. Again, what happened to Osama Adam Eichel? Okay, that's the question. What happened to Osama Adam Eichel? So Eli said before the following. The Chavis Yoyer writes in a tshuva, Simkuf Lamed Tes, Tshuvas Chavis 56. Okay, he was asked about a following case. A Jew had been arrested. There was a ganav, and he was in jail. And then after he died, they wouldn't release his body until the Jewish community paid for something. Remember that by the Marm Rutenberg, right? He was a thief. He died. He was executed. Hasar mevakesh sach atzum lanicha likbor bekevi Yisrael. The nobleman, whatever, is in charge, wants a huge sum of money to ransom his body. So does the Jewish community have to pay it or not? All right, so there's a whole tshuva where he talks about Bizayon HaMeis and so on. At the end, he writes, Ein Lomar, don't tell me that, well, yeah, you have to spend everything you can because of the love of Losama, like similar to Losama Adam Reacha. So, Halosa, Me'achad Lo'ovar Alosa Befol, Lo'ovar Rak Kemitzos Asay, Lo'odomi Lo'osa Asay Befol, Shemekhuib Lo'az Beis Kol Mamono. So, Eli, that's what you said. That's what Chavis Yor brings that. He said, Losama Adam Reacha is a passive violation. Here it's not exactly Losama Adam Reacha, he's dead already, but that's the context in which he presents it. And the Prima Gadim also, on that Seminar Rechaim, Simon Tov Reish Nun Vov, where the Ramah mentioned that there's a difference in Asay and Alos Asay. The Prima Gadim in the Eish L'Avram, so Kotten Ches 57 says, "Yeruah Chilik Asay Alos Asay." Says Zek Kumba Asay V'Hashem Al Pais. Okay, but he says, "Umelim Anso Akam Laver Al Bayeruah B'Chametz B'Pesach." If the forcing you to violate Bayeruah, keep Chametz in your possession on Pesach. That's passive. Okay, Yesh Lomah the Ein Mechuy of that, but I don't have to pay a lot because you also make that. That's Alos Asay Bayeruah B'Chametz on Pesach Alos Asay, but it's Alos Asay which is actionless. Or it can be actionless. So therefore, that's what's different. But again, not everyone agrees with that chilek. The Rivash is a Rishon. His Chuvas, Simon Shin Pei Zion, 58. The Rivash quotes the rabbi about, you know, Vaz's eyes, Vaz's homage, you shouldn't be, you won't become, have to throw yourself on others to support you. He says, let's go and find it. Bim Yolag, the third line. Bim Yomar Baldin, Shemitzos Losa, Sheinbo Maise. Unless somebody will want to say that a mitzvah saseh, which has no action associated with it, is like a mitzvah saseh in this regard. All of Araya, I want to see a proof of that. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. Logically, it makes sense, but it doesn't say that. Okay? And therefore, he says, I'm not convinced of that. So, your answer, Eli, is correct, according to some, but not everyone agrees to it. Okay? The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva. He had a case also regarding pidyon shvuyim, okay? And he asked, how come you don't have to always be poda shvuyim, you know, with spending all the money that you have and so on and so forth? So he says something else. He says, because sometimes, and it's going to help us also maybe, he says in the community, you know, if you're going to impoverish them, it's going to bring other people to pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh the other way. No, if you go ahead, it's true, it's losamal adam reyecha. But look after the three dots on the third line. Ach, we call Malkum nearly Yashir, Kushes, and so on. We're asking the question. The Ran and the other Rishonim said that's only when it's about Sibur HaNidchak. Okay, and certainly when our communities are poor and we're suffering and so on, to give all this money, we don't have to. It's almost like a Pikuach Nefesh situation of the community. And even though it's not, but it's similar to a Pikuach Nefesh. The Imre Biner, Meir Arbach, Dine Dayonim, Simon Yutas, 60, also asked Akasha. And he said, basically, this whole thing, it's the Rabbanon tell you that there's a mitzvah pidyon shuv. The Rabbanon set up the parameters. That's how he answers. So these are the parameters that they set up. Okay, they don't have to spend more than this amount. Okay, and he says it, but I said, nonetheless, I don't want to go against the Rivash, who said, you don't make that chilek. Right? You don't make that chilek. The Marcheshes, Erech Egis, Chilek Aleph, Simon Mem, Gimel, Os, Yud. He says, what about pidyon shvuyim? Isn't it a mitzvah rabbah? And isn't there Lo Samar Adam Re'echa? So he accepts this other svar that there's a difference between actively and passively and so on. So we have that teretz. I'd like to suggest, you know, towards the finishing of the shir, that maybe we can suggest the following. Clearly, I mean, you know, we know how we behave. So of course we give tzedakah, of course we save people's lives. We don't donate every tzedakah dollar only to save people's lives, and even if we know people are in danger. Right, we help. None of us mortgage our house and, you know, sell everything we have and sell our cars to give every less money that we have to saving people's lives, even if we know people are in danger. And it seems we're simply not mechuyev to do it. And the question is, why not? So we had a teretz, but we said the teretz not everyone agrees with it. A couple of possible teretz. But I'd like to suggest the following, going back to that original Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel. I don't have a proof for this. There's a sefer called Chavetzelos HaShon by contemporary Talmud Chacham. Not the Chuvah Chavetzelos HaShon, which is older, but a contemporary Talmud Chacham. Listen, I think it's Karbach. And he says this, but doesn't say this exact way, but he's the one who got me thinking about this. On this week's Sanhedrin. So we can suggest the following. Go back to that original Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel. The Gemara linked the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda with the mitzvah Lo Samar Adam Re'echa, by saying that, especially the way the Tosa said it, Lo Samar Adam Re'echa by itself, was the Tosa, no, it was the Ran, I'm sorry, back in Source 8, on the first page, the Chedush Ran, there in Sanhedrin, Gimel Aleph, don't think Lo Samar Adam Re'echa by itself means you have to save somebody. Right? If you can save him, go save him. It's only once the Torah introduces Ashevos Alo, Shabbos Aveda, that we say, you know what, it's got to be, so Samar Adam Re'echa means something more. That something more was engineered by the relationship with Shabbos Aveda, right? Otherwise, Samar Adam Re'echa means if I'm not allowed to stand by and do nothing when somebody's dying, and I have to do everything to save him. But how do we know I have to do everything and spend money and everything else? That's only because of the relationship with Shabbos Aveda, that other pasuk, Shabbos Alo. But Mela, I'm thinking that perhaps you can suggest that the parameters of Lo Samar Adam Re'echa are shaped by the parameters of Shabbos Alo. So, for example, we have a din, okay, the Mishnah in Mitzia, Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Avedasa Vaveros Oviv, Avedasa Kodamis, Avedasa Vaveros Rabo, Shalom Kodam. Your own needs come first. If I lost something and I'm looking for it, I don't have to first look for my father's Aveda or my Rebbe's Aveda. My Aveda comes first. Okay? And that's learned out from a Pasuk, Gemara says. A Pasuk says, by Tzedakah, actually, it says in Perek Tesvav of Parsha Reb, Doran Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Dalad, Eves Gilacheb, Evyon, and so on. Okay? Becha Evyon, says the Gemara, Bamitzia Lamed Gimel, Aleph 64, Menon, Amila Amar Behuda Marab, Amar Kod, Eves Gilacheb, Evyon, Shelcha Kodem, shall call Adam. Okay? Your needs come first. That's a din by Shabbos Aveda. So Mamela, what I'm saying is correct, that Lo Samar Adam Re'echa, I don't disregard my needs. Now, how broadly you define needs? Okay, that's true. Okay, I can't, but to say that I have to give up every nickel that I have and impoverish myself, or sell my house, sell my car, let my children go begging on the streets to save somebody else, that would seem to fly in the face of Shelo Kodem by Shabbos Aveda. What's it got to do with Lo Samar Adam Re'echa? So again, the Gemara made the link. Right, the extra effort of Samar Adam Re'echa is shaped by Shabbos Aveda. Okay, that's what I'm suggesting. I don't arrive, but that's what I'm suggesting. The Rashi, Mamitzia, I'm going off 65, 7, how do we know Shalom Kodem? Lo Yechayev Evyon, keep away from Anias. Now, the Gemara does say that if you go overboard with that, Amar Behuda Amara, back then in 64, call Mekayim Asokach, Sof Bohdeka. If I'm always worried, I'm never going to give any tzedakah because otherwise I might become poor, the tzedakah become poor. But you can't go overboard with it. And that's how the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says. Rashi, really, 65, call Mekayim, says, there in Bavansil, I'm going, okay, it's your goal, if Nimishur Sadin. Okay. I don't always be so medactic on yourself. The Rambam, Hilchot Zerav Aveda, Perak Yudbez, Aleph, 66, Misha Avda, upoga bavedos over chavero im yochlach sustain chayvlach zim eno yochlach zim el achzon avedos kudemes afilav es over rabu shalom kodem chol adam. Even your father, your rebbe, yours come first. Same thing in the shulchan aruch hashem mishpat zim reish samach dalid sif aleph. Except that again, the shulchan aruch adds with Rambam din, but the shulchan aruch adds lafal pichin yeshalom likonis lifting mishur sadin. Okay, fine. Another point. All right, the pesukim and parshas kisei we quoted them above. Okay, you're not allowed to see your animal, your friend's animal's lost. You have to return it to him, and so on. And then it says, plus a gimel there, 68, parakov beis of dvarim, pasukov gimel. It says, v'chein tasa l'chamor, v'chein tasa l'simoso, right? Any aveda asher tovad mimenu, which he lost. Okay, which he lost. Well, it's interesting. There is a gemara in Babatzia Chafalim Beis 69, which introduces a concept called aveda midas. What if the guy lost it to his own, whatever, he didn't seem to care about it? Then there's no mumitzah shavas aveda. Avedas midas. That's how he lost the fruit in a place where, you know, it's called machnashtu de bezvira, bedori. Okay, again, in a place where it's hefker, you know, he made it hefker. They don't have to return it to him. And that's how you follow. He did it on purpose. So look at the Rambam. Hilchas zel aveda perk yudal halach yudal 7-1. Abed mamon ledas. Then it's called, and it's kakano, ketzad. I left my cow outside. I left the barn door open on purpose. I left the corral open, and now my animal wandered away. So now it's clear that I didn't care. So now the finder doesn't have to return it. That's called aveda midas, right? Hisha kiso b'shus harabim. You know, you threw out your wallet in the public place. You put your wallet down in the subway. Okay, yeah, on purpose. So again, you know, obviously it's aveda midas. All right? So you don't have to return it. And the Shulchan Aruch rules that way too. Choshen mishpat simen reish samach alef siv dalet aveda midas. With this in mind, fascinating, minchas chinuch discusses in our Seder on this mitzvah, Osama Damayacha, mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin. And the Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Os Aleph, but what about a guy who's trying to kill himself? Rachman al-Atlan. Am I obligated to try and save him? Minchas Chinuch said, perhaps not. That's like Aveda Midas. Right? Maybe there's no mitzvah Osama. Now, we'll say, but he's not mentally well, whatever, and there are parameters to it, and it's not for now. But you know what the Minchas Chinuch says? In the comments on Minchas, he says, Nir Lechora, okay, you're not obligated because it's like aveda midas. So you see, the Minchas Chinuch also, at least as a havamina, entertained the possibility that the parameters of Samar Adam Reyecha are formed by the din of Shabbos Aveda. Okay, I'll tell you another one. Even though it's hard to picture a case, there's a sifrei in Dvarim in Pisco Reish Chof Hey Os Dalad. That it says v'salamta, right? You're not allowed to look away when there's an aveda. But it says pomim shatam salam. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can ignore it. What does that mean? Zokain ve'eno lefi chodo. An old person, it's demeaning. You know, it's not in accordance with my status, my dignity. Okay. Let's say there's a muddy area and I don't go down in the mud. I wouldn't go down in the mud to find my own aveda. I'd let it go. So I don't have to return somebody else's aveda. So the Chochma Shlomo, which I don't have on a paper, for whatever the reason, it's not printed in the database. But the Chochma Shlomo, at the very end of Choshen Mishpat, Tov Chavav, says maybe a Zokin of Enlech Yichvodo doesn't have to save someone's life either. Now that's hard to understand how that could possibly be Metzias wise, because Zokin of Yichvodo is determined by would you do it for yourself? Well, of course you do it for yourself with your own life. You're not going to say, well, it's beneath my dignity. Would you rather die? Okay, but however we understand the Chochma Shlomo, that's what he says. He also seems to understand that the parameters are shaped by Hashavas Aveda. That's what I suggest, maybe why we have this. There is a Lavel Osama Adam Reyecha, but we don't require people to give up every last nickel of theirs and impoverish themselves because that's simply not required. And one other Ha'ara, maybe it's related, is the Gemara in the Dharm, Payam and Bays. Okay. And again, the Rambam later mentioned, "Lifnim Yishus Adin, you should return the Aveda." Parakat Avalach Yitzayin, the Shulchan Aruch, the Reish Tamar Gimel, Chosh Mishnah Siv Gimel, says, of course, "Lifnim Yishus Adin, even if the guy you're not Lefi Chlodo, you should try and return it." Okay. But again, I just want to show you that connection. The Gemara in the Dorim, Pam and Beis, has a staggering statement. Mayan Shalbaneo Ir. Okay, let's imagine a case. There was a water source, a spring, that could, if it's on a mountain, let's say somewhere, and it provides water for towns. But my town is higher up on a mountain, so the water comes to my town first. The other person's town is farther below. So let's say I drink. Now it's not going to be enough water, and my town drinks. It's not going to be enough water for the town down below. But too bad. You know, whoever gets it first gets it. But what happens? The drinking water is enough. But if I go ahead and use the water to wash, launder my clothing, they're not going to have enough water to drink. So look what Rabbi Yossi says. Darn Panabay 77. We'll finish up. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Kvisosam Kodemes Lechaya Cherim. Imagine that. Me laundering, my town laundering our garments take precedence over somebody else of another town's drinking. It's amazing. Okay. Not the guy's a machokis, but how could there be such a shita? So I printed Rashi, the Rashi in the Dharma, not necessarily Rashi, but he gives you the case I already told it to you. Okay. The Ran says, because look what he says. It's the last line of 79. The Ran, in the Dharma, we have the Ran print on the page. We'll finish up. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kvisosum shall also ir Kodemesh, shall Shtiyosun, shall Bnei Acheres. Even my town doing their laundry will take precedence over them having enough water to drink. How could it be? Some say, well, they can get water from somewhere else. They'll buy it. They want it for free. But that's not what it says. So the Ran says, the Svirle, Rabbi Yossi, the Kema de Benias Kavisa Ikatsara Tuva. If I don't get to launder my clothes, it causes agony. You know, dirty clothes? Yeah, but it's not life and death. What do you see from there? It seems to me, and others have said this, there's such a concept also called the quality of life. The quality of life. So at least according to that sheet of Rabbi Yossi, okay? And Tosa says, because Kavisosan is also, again, he says, it's Mishum Dispeit Sara. There's anguish. I'm not even obligated to anguish, call myself anguish, even if it's not life and death, to save your life. You hear that? Taking the water washing is going to cause me anguish, so therefore I can wash my clothes. I'm sorry, taking the water to wash my garments is going to cause me anguish. I can't do it. There, you may not have water to drink. So you see from there also. So maybe that's just another example, you know, and that's what the, you know, Beishmol says in Simon Pei of Ibn Ezra, in a different context, but Simon Pei, Sinkot and Tezval, Beishmol writes, even though it's only tzar, it's not life and death. I'm not going to die if I have dirty clothes, but it's tzar. So I think it can extrapolate from there also, maybe, that I'm not obligated to be mitzvah myself. I want to live in a comfortable life. You don't go overboard. I don't have to have a 50-bedroom house. Now I could use some of the money to help people who are in life in danger. But there is some sort of balance point. It's hard to picture. I don't see anyone says this specifically. The Tzitz Eliezer, and his Chuvah Shechet, the Gid Tesin and Beis, Osalav, and Eitu, the last source, says that it's, again, he thinks the amount for Losalav of the Merch is also Chomish. Let me say why. So it could be for the reasons we mentioned above. But I'm suggesting maybe once this whole extra lo samar dam recha, meaning that it's not begeder lo samar dam recha. And lo samar dam recha means to stand by, in English, I think, so idly. I'm not standing by idly, but by not giving up every penny I have, that's not called idly standing by. I'll do something, but there's a limit. So what's the limit? Either it's chomesh, or it's, you know, giving me a normal life, quality of life, and so on. You have to assess it. But maybe that's why we don't have to spend every last money on medical or scientific advances for sick people, even to save somebody's life. Maybe that's how we understand Lo Samar Dam Recha. So thought, I don't have a conclusive answer, I admit it, but at least it's a suggestion. Or we can go back to the answer LAU said that, you know, and some of the Achronim say that, that is the difference between a mitzvah lo saseh shem b'maisa. Maybe doesn't have the same rules, but I think it's an interesting discussion nonetheless. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos.